This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town. 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laser, L-A-S-R, ink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend plan for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, Crazy Mel's. Please remember to come sit at Crazy Mel's for the Veterans Day Parade next Thursday. I'll be commentating there. And it's a great place for the family because they've got those wonderful burgers and hot dogs, and then they have the bar for the grown-ups. JT's Diner. Have you been out there?
I haven't.
It's like being on Route 66 in the 50s.
Oh, really?
It's all the old signs along the highways. They weren't freeways. They were highways. And the old gas tanks and the Coca-Cola. It's so wonderful, and the food's fabulous. They're owned by the same people as Maracas. JT's Diner. Laser Ink, where you need, they can fix anything, too. And sometimes they can replace parts. Like, I broke the little shield that holds the paper after you print so it doesn't fall on the floor. And they had an old printer and were able to replace it. You know, what do you call that when you steal the part? Scavenging or
cadavering?
Pick apart. Cadavering. All of those. Oh, these kids are helping me a lot today. Nigel and Lindsay, thanks a lot. But they have free delivery when you order supplies, so you've got Lasering. And then Lulu California Bistro. That's another good place, any of those places, to see the parade. But how many children do you still have?
Two. Although they don't seem like children anymore.
Oh, how old are they?
11 and 9.
Yeah, it goes fast, huh? My older two are almost 56 and almost 53.
Oh, wow.
Seems like yesterday, Lindsay. Cindy Williams and I were talking about that because her kids are getting older, too, and I guess so are we. Oh, maybe that's the whole system, huh? Okay, so Jackie Donnell has a lot of stepchildren. I'm not going there. It's like 9 or something. It's a lot. Okay, so your two and my three is five. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey Pals. 323 Joey. And you get all those wonderful things. And just call before you go. Find out what you need. Most of, Summer Palm Springs, Summer Palm Desert. Call before you use them. And on your mark, get ready, get set, go. And thank you for making this show what you have for, we're almost 26 years. My birthday's the 17th of November. And almost 76 years on the planet.
Wow.
And I started the show around my birthday. So thank you for staying with us all of that time. Our special guest is the pretty one, Lindsay Valenzuela. She's a doctor of pharmacology. Okay. 36% of people have no antibodies after they've had the disease. That's a question from a Joey pal. You know who you are.
So this goes back to our discussion about antibodies and antibodies being only one part of your immune system that helps to support killing off COVID-19 if you're exposed. So we have no acceptable level of antibodies. That means you're immune.
We have no acceptable level of antibodies. That means you won't get COVID. Okay.
So if you were to go do an antibody test and it gave you a level, that level really doesn't mean anything because there's no acceptable level that we say at this point you are immune. If you're under that point, you are not immune.
Because we haven't been at this long
enough. Well, and because the antibodies are not the only part of your immune system.
Oh.
There are other immune factors, other cells that help to support your immune system. The antibodies are really the first one in there, and then those will taper off. But what we do know is that our vaccines keep the immune system engaged and able to fight COVID-19 for a very consistent and predictable amount of time.
Gotcha.
Whereas a natural infection, how much did you get exposed to? How sick were you? How well did your immune system respond? Those are all variables that we just don't know how it contributes to immunity.
Someone told me that they went to one of the pharmacies and got a very quick test to see if they had antibodies to COVID. Can you talk about that? Do you have that test?
We don't, because there really isn't any use for it yet.
Oh.
It doesn't give you access to fly on a plane or go to concerts. It doesn't tell us how well you will fight off a COVID-19 infection. It used to be that those antibody tests before vaccines were helpful for us to know, did you have a previous infection or were you previously exposed? That's really all they tell us now. Now they might tell us, were you vaccinated? But it doesn't tell us how well you will fight off an infection. And it won't give you any more access to anything that vaccines will allow you to get access to.
Okay. In my immune system, which is quite good.
Yes.
Do I have different immunities?
Immune cells. So it's called
for all the things I've had, like for chickenpox and measles and whooping cough. Are they labeled? Do they wear different jerseys?
They do, because they're different shapes.
Oh.
So these things all are primed and used to attack different viruses, and not all viruses have the same physique.
So I just don't have one set of antibodies that guards the whole world.
No, there's variations to those. And then there's variations to T and B cells and different parts of what they call your immune complement.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
A complement of many different things that make up your entire immune system.
Do I have enough room in my...
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's plenty of room.
And these are different from my white corpuscles that attack bad things?
Yes. And you know what's interesting is this is one type of coronavirus that's new. That's why this has been a pandemic, because none of us had any protection. But okay. Coronavirus causes the common cold. So we probably have an immune complement response to other coronaviruses.
Will the next generation born of people who have these antibodies have them in their DNA?
Not in their DNA. But in their system. So imagine that
Had another baby.
If you had another baby.
And I nursed it, which gives it my immunity.
Yes.
So.
Then they would have your antibodies for a certain amount of time while you're nursing, and then for a certain amount afterward, which is why the American College of Gynecology, ACOG, has said pregnant.
ACOG?
Yes. Oh, pregnant women.
That's terrible. American College of Gynecology is called ACOG. There's a million dirty jokes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
They have said that pregnant women and nursing women should get this vaccine. Not may get this vaccine, should get this vaccine, because it's the only way that your unborn and then your born child will have any immunity to COVID-19. They've shown it completely safe. And pregnant women, if they get COVID-19, are at much higher risk of severe disease, which impacts not only the woman, you know, themselves, but also their unborn child. These are all difficult things to consider for a new mom. But the highest level of...
I didn't even take an aspirin.
I know. Well, none of us really want to take anything while we're pregnant. But there are some things that are encouraged. Some vaccinations, including COVID-19, thyroid medication if you have a thyroid deficiency, antibiotics if you have a urinary tract infection. There's a history of things that are encouraged for pregnant women, and this is one of them.
I think it's kind of good we're through that.
Me too. Phase. I am so much less risk.
Okay, another Joey question. We went over this. 5 to 11-year-olds get a lower dose.
Yes.
Okay, another Joey pal. New studies. See, that scares me. They've been reading the internet. New studies about how long natural immunity will last.
And that's everybody's thought is, I've already been sick. Do I really need this vaccine? And going back to our earlier conversation, people who have been sick before but are still unvaccinated are 5 times more likely to get COVID-19 than somebody who is vaccinated. So vaccinations work to reduce your risk of getting sick, and nobody wants to be sick, and you really don't know how you'll fare with COVID-19. You might have a very mild course. You might have a long course, long COVID, with all of those symptoms of mental fogginess and difficulty breathing. Oh. You just don't know.
Can you get it again?
Yes.
So if I'd had it 2 years ago, could I? And I got COVID. Oh, it might not have been Delta 2 years ago.
That's exactly it. We have seen people get it multiple times.
And I'm unvaccinated, I'm even more likely.
Yes.
Okay.
We have given this vaccine in the U.S. to well over 250 million
people.
So we know what the side effects were. We were talking earlier about reporting to the vaccine adverse event registry.
Adverse event registry. VAER?
System. VAERS. Yes. So many of us signed on to VSafe, which allows us to get a survey after we get the vaccine on a regular basis. And so what we do is we send that information into the CDC about what we're feeling. Because we've been so diligent about doing this with COVID-19, we know more about this vaccine, the efficacy and the side effects, than any other vaccine with this amount of people.
In this short of time?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, last question. And then it must be cocktail time. risks associated with a booster.
So risks associated with a booster. If you had a full series of one of the 3 U.S. approved vaccines and you did well with those vaccines, the cumulative risk or the additive risk of getting a booster is no more than what it was when you got the original series.
It seems to me we're hearing from more people that they've had more side effects from the booster than they had from the original 2 doses.
It's very anecdotal, really. I've talked to some people who, my husband, his 2nd dose of Pfizer, he had body aches, chills. He really did not feel well for 24 hours. His booster? Felt fine. Little arm pain. He was okay. Other people have felt foggy and really out of it. But we're not seeing any serious side effects.
Sorry. I started to say, how can we tell? Joey feels foggy and out of it. Oh, good. And your point is?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you so much. Lots of great information.
Oh, thank you.
969-6555. Just go over to DOHC on LCLO across from the airport, which is our next guest. And just say, I want my booster or I want my vaccine. Everything's free.
Everything's free.
You do not have to be a member of DOHC.
No. Just part of the community. We want to treat our entire community.
Yes, and ask for one of the kid Band-Aids.
Yes, we have them and they are wonderful.
Okay, give us your parting shot. Get it? Sorry.
We're talking a lot about boosters, yes. But there's still an opportunity for people who have not been vaccinated to get that first series. So please come on in. We'd love to vaccinate you. We'd love to have you with us.
I've got to come get my booster.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Bless your heart. What is your title over there this week?
Associate Vice President of Population Health Integration.
Lindsay does a wonderful thing. She is your advocate between your issues and the docs at DOHC. It's a wonderful service. Lots of places don't have something like that.
Well, thank you. We want to make sure our patients are comfortable and their needs are met.
You must have very pronounced mothering skills.
That's debatable.
Your portrait. Okay, Joey pals. Thanks again, darling. It means so much to have you. Are you with us next week or?
You know, I'm not sure, but I will make sure you know that early.
Bless your heart. And here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th. And face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 3221247 or act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org.
Joey pals, get your day timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey pals, come on back for more with Daniel and Tracy and Ann Greer.